setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is the Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, Ken Coleman.
I'm coming to you live from Ramsey Studios in Nashville,
and I'm Ken.
And you are joining a conversation about who you are, what you were created to do, where you want to do it, and how you can get there. It is about your contribution. We're talking about working and living on purpose. We believe that you were created to fill a unique role in this world through your work. So that means no matter how you feel today, no matter what somebody's told you, that you are really valuable. You're needed. Somebody out there needs you to be you, the best version of you, not a knockoff of somebody else. So we're here to help you figure out what that is by getting clear so you can get qualified. We'll help you get connected so you can get started. We'll help you get promoted so you can get the dream job to give yourself away. Those are the seven stages. What stage are you in? We'll help you get to the next stage. 844-747-2577 is the phone number. It's toll free. 844-747-2577. Phone lines are going bananas. So we better get to it. Mike is up next in Buffalo, New York. Mike, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. Thanks so much for taking my call. Appreciate it.
You bet, man. What's up?
So I work in accounting and finance right now, and I've had a long-term goal to get a side hustle going that will allow me to retire earlier than I normally would have, which would be in about 20 years or so. And the other side of that is helping people financially. So I came across, you know, certified financial planning several years ago and kind of looked into it, but never really pulled the trigger on it. And then more recently, I came across Dave Ramsey's Financial Coach Master Training, which seems like it would be, you know, a really good fit based on really, you know, teaching you how to coach, which, you know, I could definitely use that in addition to, you know, gaining some knowledge on finances. And, you know, what I like about that too is I could be more independent by, you know, getting paid for my services and helping them, not from commissions and selling products I may not believe in.
That's right.
So, you know, my question is more so on timing. So, you know, I have two blessings. I have an 18-month-old son and I have a daughter on the way in September. And so I know you had talked previously about having three kids under three. Mm-hmm. You know, a very hands-on dad who really loves spending time with my kids. And so I'm just wondering, like, what's the right time if I do the Financial Coach Master Training? You know, is that a good route to go? And, you know, timing-wise, would it be better to do, you know, take the training before my daughter comes and start the business right away? Is it better to wait until they're a certain age? Like, you know, and then, you know, on top of that, you know, whenever I would start something, you know, what's the best way to balance the combination of work, a side hustle, and family all at the same time?
Yeah.
I just wanted to get your thoughts on that.
Yeah, I love the question, man. I really do, and I love your heart. You know, there's not a specific formula. You know, it's not, well, when your kid, your youngest kid turns three, that's the right time, or, you know, all these other conditional answers that I could give. It really is about you assessing what would need to be true. What needs to be true for you to, A, launch the side, start the qualification process, and then to actually launch. And then to be successful early on. Because, again, early success is not the same as success later on down the road. This is a side hustle that we eventually want to be the dream job. So, really, it's about diving in to those two questions, right? How much time and money is it going to take me to get qualified? And then what's it going to look like to start? And then how much time can I realistically give this thing at this season? Now, when you answer those two questions, Mike, it's going to determine the answer for you. Meaning you might go, oh, I can do the qualified right now, but I couldn't start and really give it the time I want to give it right now until maybe the kids are a little older. You know, whatever it is. Although I would tell you that you could do it on some level. I was doing broadcasting while I had three under three. It was little itty bitty stuff. It was about an hour a week, but I was delegating my time, you know, to different ventures. I was a dad, a husband. There's some time I got to delegate there. I ran my own business to keep myself going. Then I had to delegate time to that, and then I had to delegate some time to the dream. So you are delegating your time. And this is a conversation with your wife. And I think you have, once you answer those questions I gave you a moment ago, And then you come up with them, and you come up with, well, this is what I think is right. I know my wife, but let's get her input on this. You know, she might go, hey, you know what? It's okay. They're little. They ain't going to remember. You know, give it 15 to 20 hours a week. Whatever you all come up with is the answer. So, but there's no stock answer to that. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Thank you.
But here's the final challenge. Do something. Don't delay. That's the point. See, people, it's very easy to make an excuse here to go, well, I love my kids, I love my wife, and just too much going on right now for me to start. That is a dangerous, dangerous assumption, because it'll turn into a long-term delay, even when you mean for it to be a short-term delay. And so I want you to start something and advance on some level, even if it's small. That keeps you going. There's still movement here, and that's the key. 844-747-2577 is the number. Let's go to Tacoma, Washington next. Brenda is there. Brenda, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thank you so much for taking my call, and I wanted to thank you for everything that you do.
Oh, thank you. That's so nice. How can I help you?
So my question for you is this. I know I have always hated a corporate 9-to-5 job, and I tried to go down the path of pursuing some businesses like Amway, but of course I wasn't too fond of the idea of having to bring in other people just to, you know, get somewhere. Mm-hmm. And my business, what I want to pursue is something like Christy does, where she pretty much helps with people, like her new show, helping people with business and life.
Okay.
But my thing is, I'm going down the baby steps right now, and I want to pursue that as I finish them off. I finish paying off my debt, which everything goes as planned. I should be done in about 4 months. I know you were just talking to the gentleman about not delaying, but would that be a good idea? And my idea to pursue this, I don't want to make it into a big launch. I pretty much want to just go down, like Christy usually says, you can start small by just serving other people without charging them. I was thinking coffee shops, and I'm going to be coordinating some classes here on FPU. That way it gives me a chance to lead people, mm-hmm. and be able to serve them as I'm gaining the experience. What do you think about that?
Well, you hit me with a lot of stuff. So let's break it down. So the goal is what? Okay. What's the end goal? Let's talk about dream. Let's talk about the pinnacle of your mountain, your professional mountain. Okay. What is that?
The goal would be to sit down and help someone with their life decisions, any finances, anything with life.
Okay, all right. So again, and I'm spitting some stuff back to you to make sure that I'm hearing you correctly and that we're on the same page. So that means it's a combination of you're going to be a coach and you're going to offer life coaching and financial coaching.
Yes, sir.
Okay, great. And so that you're self-sustaining. You run your own business, correct? That's the goal.
Yes, that's the goal.
Okay. What do you do for a day job right now?
At the moment, I just moved to Tacoma, and I'm working for a staffing agency.
Okay.
Where since Corona started, I'm pretty much just sanitizing things at the warehouse to make sure everything is safe.
Okay, so here's what you have to do. You've got to have a day job, which takes care of your basic needs, the four walls that we teach at Ramsey Solutions, lodging, right, your domicile, whatever your situation there is, utilities, your food, and your transportation. That's what you have to take care of. So have the day job and start doing the coaching on the side. You eventually will build it up to where you replace your current income. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Folks, the unemployment rate has skyrocketed, and because of that, the job market is more competitive now than ever before. If you've been laid off or you're just looking for a change, it's important that you're taking advantage of every tool out there to help you stand out in the hiring process. That's why I'm so excited to announce that my Get Hired digital course is on sale now. This is an online course with over an hour worth of video lessons that will walk you through how to stand out from the competition in your job search. We'll talk resumes, cover letters, preparing for interviews, and so much more. Plus, you'll get immediate access to my resume, how to win the interview, and how to follow up after the interview, plus career clarity. All of these are our Get Hired guides. All you need is a computer, tablet, or phone to watch, and you'll have access to unlimited replays of each lesson. If you're going to be looking for a job, you must do everything in your power to prepare, and this course will help you do just that. Go to kencoleman.com to buy the Get Hired digital course today. That's kencoleman.com. helping you get unstuck and on purpose in your life and your work. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Thrilled to have you with us. 844-747-2577 is the number. 844-747-2577 to jump in. Hey, we've got our Get Hired digital course is now available at kencoleman.com for the introductory price of only $19.99. 11-part video series to help you beat the competition. This is the most competitive job market we've ever seen. The unemployment numbers still very, very high, although good jobs numbers out this month, and hopefully that will continue. But the Get Hired digital course, 11-part series taught by me. All you need is a device and an internet connection. You can watch it as many times as possible. Also a great gift for somebody who needs that edge to get hired. 844-747-2577 is the number. You can get all of the products at kencoleman.com. All right, James is in Charlotte, North Carolina. James, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. Good afternoon. Thank you so much for having me today. I appreciate it.
Well, I'm thrilled to talk with you. What's up?
So this is a celebratory phone call.
Hey, Joe, get ready to celebrate. I love it, James. What are we celebrating?
Okay, so two things. First of all, thank you to your staff. I had the interview. I got the job. But a couple of days ago, before the interview, I had sent an email to your staff, and within minutes, I got a reply back, basically saying, "Hey, you know, I have the interview. This is a sweet spot job. Can you guys please be praying for me?" And within minutes, I got a response back.
Oh, that's awesome!
And just it made me feel so good. So, just shout out to your staff on that. I really appreciate that.
Well, that's Joe and Madison. I'm not sure which one of them responded. Madison, that was Madison. Way to go, Madison! She's awesome. She's the person everybody talks to. People need to know that she talks to the same amount of callers that I do, and she's in the thousands now. So,
awesome. Good.
Yeah.
But so I have a background in park and recreation management.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of it is, you know, working outside, working with kids, working with guests and visitors. And I get so much enjoyment out of that. But I tell you, it really pulls away from family time. Mm-hmm. So I've been searching and pursuing for an administrative role for several years now, and finally got one that is in my sweet spot. It's really going to help my wife and I accelerate baby step two. I've used some of the proximity principle teachings mentioned in your book to help me get that role. I've used some of the resume template. And I tell you, I got to say thank you. I got to say thank you to your team, because there were some moments I was feeling down. Mm-hmm. There were some moments I was feeling frustrated. Murphy kept getting us left and right on different things, and then the job market is what it is. But
what kept you going? What kept you going?
I had a big why.
There it is.
My wife, yes. My wife and I really, really want to get out of baby step two.
Mm-hmm.
Her and I have a very clear, crystal clear vision of what we want our future to look like. We don't have kids yet,
mm-hmm.
but we have a very clear future, like what we want to set our kids up for success, mm-hmm. if we have kids. More time to spend with our families, more time to spend with our friends. And when it felt low, I would remember that, say, hey, this is why I'm pressing on. It ain't personal. It isn't anything else. Oh. I'm doing this for my wife. I'm doing this for my family.
You kept your eye on the prize, didn't you?
Yes, sir. That was it.
Well, you
that
did it.
And
you did it. Yeah, I appreciate your kind words for us and your appreciation, and I love your spirit. But the fact of the matter is, you did it because you faced some discouragement and some detours along the way, and you decided, I am not going to quit. I'm going to keep my eye on the prize, and you did. And I want you to tell people, how does it feel? Tell me the difference in your emotional state and your mental state being where you are now. Ooh. Celebrating this. What's the difference?
So I'm just for our listeners, right? So like I am working an in-between job right now. That's not it.
Right.
I just will put it at that. Okay.
Right.
And, it is discouraging to deal with that. Plus with Murphy, plus with, you know, the other challenges that baby step two can bring is discouraging.
And by the way,
I was getting up every day.
By the way, folks, he's talking about Murphy's Law. I want to make you're speaking, and I want to make sure people know what you mean when you keep saying Murphy. They're going to be like, who's this Murphy guy? We want to punch this guy. Yeah, so Murphy's Law, that if it can go bad, it will. That's the idea there. So go ahead. So what's the difference now? So you're getting ready to step into this job. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. Next week.
My gosh. So what's your mindset now going, oh, my word.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm excited. I'm elated. I visually see what it looks like for me to be there and to start.
Mm-hmm.
I had very, very intense conversations with the director before getting hired of what the role would look like, what the fit would look like. I got to brag on the agency, too. One of the things that they emphasize is fit. Is this role a good fit for who we're talking about?
Yeah.
And so agency culture, that was a big discussion. And, of course, the day-to-day responsibilities, too, right. You know, for the administrative role at that particular parks department. But, Ken, I'm just so excited. I feel like I can go to bed tonight and relax.
Yeah, you can.
And
now you
can
let your mind wander to the dream job. Now you're in your sweet spot. Now it's about growing in the sweet spot and stepping into that dream job. And you're going to call me one day and do a dream scream, right?
I'm going to do a dream scream, Ken. Let's do it.
All right, my man. I love it. How long is that going to take, you think? What's your plan?
So, depending on legacy journey at this particular parks department, I'm going to say between 5 and 7 years.
Love it. Well, I'll be here, I promise. I'll be here.
I can't wait. Ken, I appreciate you guys so much.
James, let me tell you something, buddy. You are the reason we do the show. And Joe, let's show James some love for making the transition. How do we treat James? Yeah, little happy dance in the studio. I am challenged. If you watch the YouTube channel, I'll dance every once in a while on YouTube, and you'll see that it's like Will Smith tells I forget the guy's name, Kevin James, the actor in Hitch. He tells him, he's like, when you go dance with this girl on the date, keep it right here. Keep it right here. We're going to keep it above the waist, and we're just going to pivot slightly. We're going to keep elbows in, and that's kind of my happy dance, but I'm happy to look silly on behalf of James. Wow, that's fantastic. That fires me up. All right, let's go to Seattle and see if we can help Mike out. Mike, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. How are you doing?
I am fired up right now. I just did a happy dance with James. What's going on?
I'm trying to dance now. Hey, I got a question for you.
Okay.
I work in the food industry, and I have a great job right now.
Okay.
Good news, I got a job offer.
Yeah.
That on paper, it's better. It pays 20-30% more.
Whoa.
Company car.
Whoa.
National exposure. I should be excited, and I was excited.
But
now I'm asking you, how do I quantify those feelings I have now?
What are the feelings? We only got about a minute and a half, so I may hold you over. So don't feel rushed. But I want to know what's you're having a feeling of pause based on something. Is it fear or doubt? What is it?
Both. I think it's both. I think it's the feeling of I have a good job. I'm afraid to rock the boat.
Wait a second.
That's unknown.
Okay.
Correct.
Okay. So what do you not know that you need to know to feel confident about it?
I think I know everything on paper. I know what I'll be doing. I just don't know maybe the culture of the new work environment.
Great.
I work from home and I travel, and so it's tough to see that every day like you do in an office job.
I get it.
I'm just kind of unsure about what that culture's like.
Okay, so go get an answer to that. Go do research online. Indeed, Glassdoor. Let's not judge everything on disgruntled employees who've left, but let's see if there's a real pattern. Let's research maybe their advertisers, their vendors, do some homework. See if you can find somebody who knows somebody in that building and get a sense of what the culture's like. Ask them. They've offered you the job. Say, hey, how would you describe the culture? And let's see if there's any red flags in their answers. I think you can investigate this, but if that's the major issue, I totally understand why you're thinking about it, but go get an answer. But don't let it hold you back. Everything else on paper is great, right?
Correct. Yeah.
And your heart would say, yeah. So listen, get the answer to what you're concerned about. And then when you get the answer, if your heart feels good, do it. This is the Ken Coleman Show. What if you could be 100% confident that you're doing the right thing with money? Well, folks, I got great news. Now you can with Ramsey Plus. We took our best tools and teaching and put them together in one all-access membership. You'll learn the proven plan with Financial Peace University. You'll budget with the Every Dollar app, and you'll track your progress with the new Baby Steps app. Plus, there's going to be a whole lot more. Go to DaveRamsey.com and sign up for a free trial of Ramsey Plus today. One of the things I love about social media is that you get feedback, you get updates from people that you are seeking to serve. And here on the Ken Coleman Show, we love to get progress reports. And so every week we compile a list of things where people have reached out to us on social media, at Ken Coleman on Instagram, Twitter, search the Ken Coleman Show on Facebook. And we're on YouTube as well. And I've got a couple of updates, Joe. These are really fun. Nick W. reached out and says, I start my new job tomorrow, stepping into my dream, even if it is just the first step. I'm feeling a lot of emotions after working toward this goal for a little over 1.5 years. He said, I want to encourage those that have lost hope. He said, I was there for a while. Do your part, press on, as Ken says, and God will take care of the rest. How about Nick W. dropping some wisdom on us? Cassidy B. I am from Edmonton, Canada, she says, and I have read the Proximity Principle book. I followed your resume and interview guidelines, and I got hired on the spot. I have found some really amazing people around me to encourage me that are also in the sector I'll be working. I love it. Candace says, Ken, I decided to leave. I was able to clearly point out the toxicity in my former company. Thank you for staying positive even when I was negative. So fun. Love it, love it, love it. That's what it's about, Joe. So if you are part of the tribe that listens to the program, make sure you connect with us. We have the official Ken Coleman community on Facebook. We have the Ken Coleman show page on Facebook, at Ken Coleman on Instagram, at Ken Coleman on Twitter, and the Ken Coleman show on YouTube. We're live every day at 12 Eastern, live streaming. You can catch it on demand. You can also listen to the show on SiriusXM, on your local radio station, continuing to grow in syndication. And what did I leave out? Podcast. Thank you, Joe. Gee whiz. I can hardly keep up with it all. So much fun. We're having a blast. All right. 844-747-2577 is the number. 844-747-2577. Chatsworth, Georgia is where we go next. Jody is there. Jody, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Thank you, Ken, for taking my call today. It's a pleasure to talk with you. Just had a real quick question. I'm in the working for a company now in the home standby generator service industry, and I'm looking to start a side hustle doing the same thing because I believe this is my calling, and I just believe that I want to take control of my own destiny and start my own business. But I'm trying to figure out how to build up clientele in the side hustle without stepping on my owner of this business toes, in a sense, without, you know, getting in any kind of legal trouble or anything like that.
Right. Well, it's pretty simple. You're going to have to just create a no-touch, no-solicit policy.
Okay.
You know, just not going to, I'm not going to solicit. I am not going to go after any of the current ones, because your plan is to stay where you are and then start the side hustle, correct?
Exactly. I want to kind of get it built up so that I can transition into it in the future. Yeah.
You have to treat these things like, you have to treat almost like it's two separate lives you're living.
Right.
When I'm in the day job, I'm busting it and doing a great job because it's my livelihood, it's my stability. And it has afforded me the opportunity to start this thing. And so I am not going to be dishonorable, not even be, I don't even want to have somebody even think that I might be dishonorable. So I am not even going to tell anybody about me doing it on the side. And that's going to be tempting. It's going to be tempting to be out on the job and somebody go, man, this is awful expensive. And you're going to be tempted to go, well, I could do it on the weekend and do it a lot less. I mean, that's just the reality.
Exactly.
All right. So,
that's what I'm struggling with.
Well, but don't struggle with it. Just acknowledge it. And I think that's what you're saying. Look, that's a temptation. But what's the right thing to do? What would you want someone to do to you? Let's fast forward 10 years from now, and you got a young guy working for you who wants to do the same thing. Now it's turnabout's fair play, right? So how would you want that person to handle it? And that's how you have to act.
I understand.
And men, I'm telling you, you got to have records of communication. You know, you just have to protect yourself to say, I am never, ever, ever going to touch the gray area. It's black and white, man. And I'm not going to tell anybody that any customer that you are serving or have served with your current company is off limits. That's what I think. Unless you get fired. But it better be for something else, not you trying to get fired so that you can then go, well, now I'm going to go poach. Just do the right thing, man. There's a lot of people, a lot of fish in the sea, you know?
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out as well how to, as far as advertising without him knowing that.
Yeah, now that's going to be tricky. You do know that, right?
Yes.
You need to sit down and think this through. I gave you the 30,000 foot kind of, this is a principle that we got to operate everything else out of, okay? But you are going to have to practically think through this and go, okay, how am I going to advertise? If I don't advertise, it's going to be word of mouth and it could still get back to him. And then if he doesn't know about it, then it makes you look suspicious and he gets suspicious and then we've got a problem on our hands. So this is not an easy situation here, but there's nothing unethical about you being in the space. But the fact of the matter is, even though it's ethical for you to do this, it's not unethical. It is, you are a competitor, and that is going to create tension. So you've got to think through that. You know, I almost wonder if it's not better for you to look to transition into another day job.
Mm-hmm.
So that there is no issues and no tension and no threat to your income, and then start the side hustle.
That was something that I've thought of as well because I have, my main experience was an automotive mechanic for nearly 18 years before I found this industry.
I love that. You know why I love that, Jody? Because
there's plenty of jobs.
That's it. And you can do it with your eyes closed. So it's not a high stress. You have to learn something new and it allows you to make some good money, stay stable. Now, still, don't poach any former customers, but now you can go advertise and tell the whole world and there's no tension and no threat to your job.
Gotcha.
That's the play. That's the plan. I like that plan way better. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, man. Good stuff. Thanks for the call. Really appreciate it. Let's go to Evie in Gainesville, Florida. Evie, you are on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hello, and thank you for taking the call.
Sure, how can I help?
I'm in a current job right now where I know it's not the right fit for me, and so I'm trying to think about which career path I should take, and so right now I'm thinking of two different paths.
Oh, I like it. Give me A and B. What's career path A?
Okay, so A is law,
okay,
and B is software developer.
Okay, which do you have? Do you have a favorite right now, or are they equal?
I think right now I'm leaning more towards a software developer.
Why?
Because I like that it's a bit geared on like problem solving, and I think that with that job I can really be creative. And I'll kind of have like the foundation to, actually build something. And I think that would give me like a lot of like pride and passion.
Yeah. So is your question, Ken, how do I confirm this, which is the right choice?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's very simple. This is called clarify and verify. This is the last piece of stage one, which you're in, which is getting clear. So what you need to do is you need to go hang out with, talk to software developers. Go online, read about software development, the future, learn everything about the trade itself, the industry, where it's evolving, all the different types of jobs and what salaries could look like. You're essentially looking at what the ladder looks like in the future for a software developer. Talk to those software developers. Say what's involved day to day. Make sure you have a good sense of what happens during the day. Will you love that? Or is that really yucky? By getting clear, your heart will verify which is the right choice. This is The Ken Coleman Show. Equal parts counselor, coach, and cheerleader. I am Ken, and you have joined The Ken Coleman Show. Nationally syndicated program, SiriusXM, podcast, YouTube, helping men and women get unstuck and on purpose in their life and work. This is, in fact, your show. It's all about you. Your calls are the show. Your questions are our mission. 844-747-2577, 844-747-2577. Let's go to Gene in Houston, Texas. Gene, you're on The Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. This is Gene. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I had a question, actually. I'm 62. I'll be 63 next month, and my husband is 72, and we're on baby step two with Dave Ramsey and found the baby steps, but I was thinking that one of my friends was saying that instead of going to school, because I thought about going to school for nursing or even respiratory therapy, but my friend said that I would probably be better off paying off all my debts, and including student loan debts, and then it would be about 2 or 3 years, and then I said by that time you'll be about 66, you'll probably be eligible for Social Security. And he said, you'll probably be in a better standing than if you went to school and took on any other debt, which I don't want to do a student loan. But.
Right. Your friend is so correct. Your friend is correct. At this stage of your life, for you to go back to school, I would only go back to school if it was the only way, and the clear best way to get where you want to go. And really what you want to do is get out of debt. You want to make more money, correct?
Right.
So,
yes.
So how much money do you make right now?
Probably between the two of us, about $80,000.
How much do you personally make?
About $50,000.
About
$50,000. I work a job, one full-time job and one part-time job.
Yeah, so why would you go to school? Tell me what your reasoning was. To do what?
Well, because I'm in a hospital system, so I thought I would be able to prepare my chances. But then when I put it all on the paper and thought about that in terms of getting out of school, I don't know the likelihood of a hospital system hiring a 66-year-old nurse when I probably wouldn't be in it that long.
That's right. And unfortunately, some people are going to look at that. As opposed to right now, you're a very valuable member in the hospital administration system. And I think you're already working two jobs and you guys have a good household income. How much debt do you have to pay off?
About $163,000, including the mortgage.
Oh, okay. Well, let's take the mortgage out for a second, because as you know, with Dave Ramsey, we want you to pay off the house, but we really consider debt free first. In baby step two, is all debt except the house. So, how much debt do you have without the house mortgage?
And it's going to be about 113,000 then, because the house is about 60,000.
What is the $113,000? What is that debt?
Student loans and credit card and
goodness gracious.
We don't have any car payments, but that's the one thing we did get paid off.
When did you guys have student loans? Was it later in life?
Well, I did. I had all the student loans because I went and got my bachelor's, but I was going to school and working full time, so it took me longer.
So, what's your payoff date? Forget the house for a moment. Just the $113,000. When do you expect to pay that off?
I wanted to have everything paid by July of 2025 at the very latest.
Yeah, you do not need to go to school, number one, and you should not go to school. You cannot take on any more outside expenses. You guys are trying to finish well.
I don't want to get any more debt.
So no, it's not an option. And quite frankly, you don't need a degree to get a better job. You need to get serious about that hospital administration system, and you're already in the system. So you know a lot of people. You need to be serious about identifying what are some jobs in the hospital system that won't require me to go get schooling, and then I can make a little bit more. If I can make 10 to 15 more, great. But that second job, you guys selling some stuff, you know, I know you're listening to Dave Ramsey, follow the plan, the baby steps, the gazelle intensity. What can you sell? Where can you sacrifice to speed up that process? And I think those are the questions that you probably are already considering, and you should consider those questions. But I want to encourage you on something, that you are a valuable part of that current hospital system. And so looking for opportunities to maybe make 10 or 15 extra grand, if you learn some basic skills, you connect with people there and they help you get prepared for it, that's how you can increase your income. And your husband needs to look at a second job too, and you guys can get there faster than you think. So you'll get there. Do not go to school. This is the Ken Coleman Show. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired at work, you have found your talk radio show. This is the Ken Coleman Show, helping men and women get clear on the age-old question, what should I do with my life? I'll give you the short answer. You should do work that matters to you because you long to contribute. We all long to make a difference through our work. We actually are created to contribute. And we believe beyond that, you have a unique role that you were actually created to fill as a part of that contribution. So let's help you figure out what that is. And then we find it in the marketplace in so many areas. It's so liberating, this clarifying process. So let's do it, shall we? 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. Matt is up next in Independence, Kansas. Matt, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, sure. What's up?
So my question is, to get out of debt, a good reason to switch careers?
Sure. It's a great reason. But you know, I'm kind of having fun with that. Now, there's a caveat to that answer.
Yeah.
If you are leaving your sweet spot and stepping into a career that is not in your sweet spot to get out of debt, I'm only okay with that if that is short term and you're trying to juice the process and get done quicker, but you're going to step back in your sweet spot. That would be the only asterisk, if you will, to that answer.
Right. Well, I'm a teacher. I'm in music. It's all my college and training has been in is music. And so I moved to where I am now for a college job, and that kind of busted. And so now I'm teaching public school, and I have a bunch of student loan debt, and right now we're not making very much progress on that. And in this area, in rural Kansas, there's not a lot of music jobs or entertainment type jobs.
Yeah, sure.
To chip away at that debt, you know?
Well, so that begs the question. Well, two questions. Number one, are you going to get back into your sweet spot and your love of music and entertainment and the arts after you get out of debt?
Well, I don't know.
Well, that concerns me. And here's the second question.
Yeah.
Are you willing to move outside of rural Kansas to actually maybe make more money in the field you want to be in?
Well, that's a tricky one, because we're here partly because of this college job brought us here, but also my parents are here, and this is a great place to raise a family. And my parents are, you know, past retirement age, and it looks like we may be sticking around to help them, you know, through later in life. And that's great. That's totally awesome with us. Like, we want to do that. But there's always that feeling that, like you say, we were put on the earth to do something.
Yeah. And let me tell you something.
Yeah.
Let me fast forward 5 years from now, maybe sooner.
Sure.
you're going to be longing to get back to do the work that you love. And and then you're going to be going, well, I did the right thing, though. I'm so smart. I'm such a good guy. I'm staying here because my mom and dad are here, and I want to help them. And I love them. They've been so good to me. And boy, this is a nice place to raise kids. And you're going to keep going back and forth in your heart. That's your head talking, and your heart's going to be going, yeah, dude, but you're in a job that you have no passion for at all. And you're going to face that. Now, if that's the path you choose, no shame and no judgment. But I'm going to tell you, that is not what I teach, and it's not what I believe you should be doing. Now, do I think it's okay for you to take a 2-year detour to financially knock that debt out and then get right back on the path? Down with that, man. Big time down with that. But see, the reality is you could make good money and get out of debt, or you can make the temporary change and change careers totally to make more money, pay off the debt, and then you and your wife could move out of rural Kansas and get you in a better market where you can do what you really love. And just for fun, I want to know what it is, because I know where your head's leaning. But what would be the dream if you could make the money that you want to make, need to make, and you were in your sweet spot? What would you be doing? Just give me that.
Working in the music, entertainment, performance industry, writing music, arranging music, and doing that ideally in like a church setting.
Okay, great. And what are you considering going into right now? What's this day job that you're considering that's going to help you pay off debt?
Medical field.
Oh, geez.
Like radiation technology.
Oh my gosh.
Like,
how long before you think you're miserable? You any guess?
2 years?
That was actually a loaded question, Joe. I didn't think he was going to answer it. I don't know that you're going to be miserable. Maybe you can have a wonderful attitude, but at some point your soul is going to just be going, I'm dying. I need to create music. So maybe you go in the medical field and you do music on the side, and that keeps, and I would recommend you do that. If you're going to go this route, you better stay involved in music somehow, some way, so that your soul doesn't completely seep out of your body.
Right. Okay, cool.
But bro, can I just challenge you? This is just me. Yeah. This is not, let me be very clear for a second. The decision that you asked me about is not a wrong decision. There's nothing wrong with it. But I do not like it at all. There's got to be a way for you to work a second job. Your wife worked 2 jobs. You guys could get out of debt. How much debt do you have?
$200,000 in student loans.
Whoa. What?
Yeah. Grad school.
Yeah.
Twice.
Oh my gosh. Oh, well, again, I'm fine with you going into medical. How much more money would you make? Have you planned this out? Looked into it?
The first year it'd be about the same. Like right now I make barely $50,000 as a teacher. And that's what you would start out around that area.
Okay.
And then it goes up. The more experience and the more different modalities you get into. And
is your wife working?
No, she's a stay-at-home mom.
Okay. Well, we may need to look. I mean, listen, I honor that, but we may need to look at her doing something else. I mean, you guys, listen, we've talked through it. I've given you my opinion. I'm not gonna rubber stamp and bless this as a long-term play, but I'm okay if it's short-term. But right now, there's no short-term benefit in this. What are you going to make in year two?
Not much more. Probably.
Well, dude, there's no short-term benefit here. You'd be better off getting a second job.
Right.
And stay in the field, man. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to let you soak on that. I'm going to let you soak on that. Let's go to Armand in Atlanta, Georgia. Armand, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
It's good. Yeah, no problem.
All right, we got about 2 minutes. How can I help?
Sure. So I recently, well, not recently, about 2 years ago, I got laid off from a position that I had, you know, gone to college for and got a decent head start to my career. And then I had a layoff, and recently I've been trying to get back into the job market and find myself really struggling with closing the deal, in a sense, with securing that final job offer. After I've gone through, you know, multiple rounds of interviews.
How many times has this happened to you?
I guess like recently, like the last two positions that I had gone through the whole thing with, both of those positions fell through, and immediately before that, there were a couple that I made to like second round interviews that also had similar falling out.
Well, let me encourage you on one thing, okay? This isn't a you thing necessarily. Data shows, HR data shows that people who get called back for a second interview get the job 25 to 50% of the time.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So that make you feel a little better?
Sure.
You know what I mean? Yeah. It's a competitive world. I let me tell you something. There's two quick things. Number one, I want you to go download for free at kencoleman.com how to win the interview. I think that's really going to help you. But understand that there's also something else at play, which is connections, connections, connections. Do you have my book, The Proximity Principle?
I do not.
Okay, yes, you do. Hang on the line. Madison's going to give it to you, but you've got to promise me you're going to read it and do what I tell you. You promise me?
Yes.
Because listen, here's the key. Connections are the key to where you, before you ever do the first interview, there's a connection to somebody in that company who can vouch for you that takes you out of the pile and puts you at the top. My time is almost up, but before I let you go, I want you to know that you matter and you do have what it takes. Thanks for joining us. Until next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to The Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following at Ken Coleman.
Hey, folks, I want to make sure you check out our other Ramsey Network podcasts like The Chris Hogan Show.
I am so excited to be able to talk to you all week in and week out. We're going to talk about your money, your life, your dreams, and your goals. You know why? Because I'm your coach. Whether we're talking about building wealth, paying off your home early, investing, paying for college, and guess what? How to become an everyday millionaire. We're going to focus on taking your calls because you matter to me. Together, we can do this.
The Chris Hogan Show is available wherever you listen to podcasts, or you can go to ChrisHogan360.com.